Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of James chapter 3. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
The world claims to know the path to a successful and rewarding life. Ambition, education, wealth, public recognition, power, and influence. But human wisdom is foolishness in God's eyes. While it may feel risky to set aside our own reasoning, the benefits of walking in God's wisdom are great. Divine wisdom could be defined as seeing life from the Lord's perspective and responding accordingly in reliance on His strength. When those of us who are believers receive and adopt God's wisdom, we're able to stand firm in our faith and choose His way. If we're to graciously submit to the hardships our Heavenly Father allows, it's essential that we have His viewpoint. Wisdom is especially needed in our relationships. If we act out of bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, then we're operating with worldly wisdom, and the results will be disorder, animosity, and conflicts. In contrast, God's wisdom is pure, peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, merciful, and genuine. When our responses reflect these qualities, we're sowing seeds of peace, and all those around us can enjoy a harvest of righteousness. What do your interactions with others reveal about your source of wisdom? Are you growing more Christ-like or following worldly ways?